Our program from the schools. We'll start off with our northern schools and work our way south. Kellier is our first group. Lara Thomason is the teacher.
This is August and Ronald from Ms. Thomason's fourth grade class at Kellier Elementary. This week we noticed acorns under the oak tree outside the classroom. We think the squirrels will use a lot of them to get ready for winter. We calculated the week's average low and high temperatures. The low was 58 degrees Fahrenheit and the high was 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
This week we released three monarch butterflies near the school garden. Two flew far away, but one stayed in the garden.
Allison, Angela, and Audrey saw that their cats are getting their winter coats.
Sierra saw a bear climbing a tree, maybe to get food.
Ronald saw birds going somewhere. He thinks they are going to Florida because it's warm there in the winter.
August observed that cows are eating all the grass fields because the grass is dying. August brought a toad to the classroom for us to observe. We named him Toady Bob. We are going to research toads this week.
Riley saw a 10-point buck. It was grazing. It put its head up. It was as tall as the stop sign, and the antlers were polished.
Kayla found a feather and thinks it belongs to a female northern harrier hawk because she found a bird that looked like it had a feather in the Minnesota Bird Book.
Chrisley observed that trees have leaves that are turning orange and red. The tomatoes and sunflower plants are dying. That's all for this
week.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your report. That was very nice. The tomatoes are ripening and the plants are turning yellow. It's about time that the tomatoes quit producing, I guess. We're still picking tomatoes at our house as well.